You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Now, one of the issues that many of you have been debating among yourselves is this question of to gym or not to gym. And it's interesting. Some people think, well, if you think it's a risk to go to the gym, don't go to the gym. I want to go to the gym. Personally, I'm not going to the gym for the next couple of weeks. And my reasoning, as you see, this is very simple. I won't lose anything by not going to the gym, but I will obviously gain something, and I gain statistically driving down the odds of potentially infecting someone if I am an asymptomatic carrier. And alternatively, I also reduce the risk of being infected if someone that I interface with at gym might indeed have COVID-19, even unbeknownst to them. And lo and behold, yesterday we saw an example of this at Virgin Active in Melrose, and an SMS had been sent out that one of their members, users, had indeed tested positive. And a small part of this conversation isn't about the gyms. I mean, obviously, I've reached out to Virgin Active, being the capitalist pigs that they are. They don't want to talk to me, and I want to know what the gyms are thinking. But interestingly, Discovery and Discovery Vitality in particular looms so large in many of our middle-class lives that for some of you, the question of whether to gym or not to gym has been tied up with your vitality points. And it's amazing to me the things that you prioritize as important when there's so much at stake. And so I thought, let's reach out to our good friend, the CEO of Discovery Vitality, Dinesh Govender, and get him to factually inform you what is fact and what is fiction in relation to your Vitality membership during this unique circumstance that we are going through as a world and therefore also as a country. Dinesh, good morning. Thank you for holding on and thanks so much for making time for us.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on the show.
Dinesh, let's get straight into it. People are nudged to take up habits that are conducive to their well-being. It makes personal well-being sense. And it also makes business sense. At the moment, the jury is out whether we should be going to the gym or not. I personally think we shouldn't. Some of my listeners don't want to go to gym as a private decision, but they are scared that they will lose a Vitality membership, or alternatively, they've become so hyper-competitive about ramping up the Vitality points that they feel nudged to be imprudent.
So you see this again, once again. Thanks for having me on. And I've got a few messages for your listeners, including the Vitality members out there. I think, you know, this COVID-19 pandemic is unprecedented. And I urge all listeners to heed the president's guidance on hygiene and on social distancing. Those two are non-negotiables in any setting, whether you're working out, whether you're eating out, whether you're where you work, where you live, how you travel. And I think I've got, you know, from a Discovery perspective, there's a lot of support we're providing on medical aid, life insurance, and across our product line, as well as information. So if anyone's interested in finding out more about the virus and how to slow the spread, they should go to the Discovery website. We've got an entire content hub just on coronavirus. But I think the three messages from a Vitality perspective, we've done a lot of work on this. I think message number one is your number one priority at this point in time needs to be your health. Number two, don't worry about losing any Vitality benefits, and I'll take you through this now. And number three, we're working hard currently to adjust the program to make it relevant during this state of emergency. So I guess on priority, on the first one, which is, you know, your number one priority should be staying healthy. It really is about hygiene and social distancing. And then on top of that, all the key Vitality principles of exercise if you're well and only if you're well. Two is, you know, eating healthy. And three is preventative measures. Right, are very, very important during this period of time. So I encourage anyone who's feeling well to exercise, anyone who's not feeling well to not exercise. Now, whether you exercise in gym, at home, or outdoors, if you're following the hygiene and social distancing standards, you're in a good space, and that's what we're encouraging. We're not nudging people into a specific activity. Our gym partners have actually been excellent. So anyone who is choosing to go to gym right now will find them sort of cleaner than most workout places right now. And there's a lot of social distancing that's happening naturally. The gyms have also halved their class numbers, reduced the number of people entering the spaces and doubling down on all sorts of cleaning activities. So you actually find them in a really good state. But many people don't want to go to gym right now, and I'll tell you what we've done for them. And that's where I guess the second point comes in, which is do not worry about losing your Vitality benefits. We see our role at this point as central to helping you maintain your health with relevant and appropriate benefits. What we've done in this sense is, one, we have pores. So Vitality members get massive discounts. They get 75% off on gym. And that's normally linked to how often you go. So you do something regularly. Mm. What we've done is we have paused the rule. So you continue to get 75% off, but you do not have to go for March and April. Until the state of emergency is called off, you do not need to go to gym, and your discount will not be affected. Mm. Number two is the same thing applies for Vitality Health Checks and Vitality Fitness Assessments. You need to do them every 12 months, and we're still encouraging people to do them. But if you're not comfortable going to do a Vitality Health Check or a Vitality Fitness Assessment, your discounts on healthy care, healthy food, healthy gear will not be affected over this period of state of emergency. Mm. What we've also done from a points perspective is normally if you're engaged in active rewards and every week achieving your goal, getting your coffees and smoothies and discount vouchers and Netflix vouchers, what you'll see is normally you move your way up to a maximum of 900 points. What we've done is, as of next week, we're dropping the maximum to 700 points. So we're making it easy for people to achieve it. What that does is for someone without a heart rate wearable who does not feel like going to gym, they can walk 10,000 steps every day and get 100 points just by registering those 10,000 steps on their smartphone. Mm. So we're making it more accessible over this period. Mm. Now that's around, do not worry about losing your vitality benefits. We want to stay relevant. We want to be a partner during this period, and we're going to make things right in that space. Mm. I think the third message is around, you know, how are we making adjustments to the program so that it is tailored for this environment? And what we're doing here is a number of items, and we're rolling this out over the coming weeks, so I can just give you a flavor for it, but we're still working on the details. Is really, we're going to make heart rate wearables more accessible. We're going to help people in terms of healthy dining, you know, shopping online and ordering, you know, getting delivery for their groceries. We're also going to expand the amount of active rewards vouchers. So we're going to make active rewards vouchers on our platform for online gaming, for online shopping, for home entertainment, so Netflix and box office vouchers. We're going to make all of those available on a campaign basis. We're also going to be sending out guidance on curated apps from our partners and abroad around exercise at home, you know, cooking meals at home, all those types of things. So we're going to be sending lots of messages out to our members. But anyone in the public can go to discovery.co.za to also get information around it.
Okay, that's fantastic. Ganesh, yeah, and thanks for that detail and specificity. Two tweets just randomly coming in as my listeners are hearing you. Zweli Mbele says, if you can, please ask Discovery why members aren't allowed to free subscriptions during this period. We can't be forced to pay. And then a sort of slight variation, but in a similar ballpark. So I'll read both out and react to them jointly from Ivan, who says, please ask the CEO, why can't we freeze our gym memberships if we joined Vitality? Apparently, says Ivan, Virgin is not allowing Vitality members to freeze memberships. We are scared of this virus.
So, the advice Ivan's been given is not correct. I actually spoke with the CEOs of both our gym partners, Planet Fitness and Virgin Active, last night. Both of them are doing incredible things to keep their spaces safe, but also to be very consumer-friendly. But as you know, everything is accelerating right now. The guys are still working on their plans in terms of how to freeze policies if people want to. I mean, my guidance right now is, you know, people should decide whether they're going to gym or not, and either way, I think they'll be fine, as long as they're taking hygiene and social distancing precautions. My sense on terms of freezing is, you know, gyms are an important social element as well, and over the coming weeks and days, you know, we're going to be under immense physical and mental stress. And I think, you know, anything that keeps you connected to a community, I think, is very important for people right now. We need to bear that in mind as well.
On that, just a last and a parting shot, because that's not why I called you. And my producer and I were discussing this just before the show. In a sense, that's a conversation I want to have with experts on epidemiology and also directly to your gym partners rather than you as Vitality per se. But obviously you have enormous clout in this space in the health sector, Dinesh. I hear what you're saying about, you know, if you take utter precautions and social distancing at gym as well. But extreme social distancing is critically important to preventing exponential transmission and us going from day zero to having a steep upward sloping curve that we can't deal with. Do you have, as a matter of interest, other than the qualified viewpoint, do you have a viewpoint about whether or not gyms should be open at this time, definitively?
I don't have a strong view on this. I must say, you know, two things about the gyms. One is, you know, it's not, you know, work. We want people to be exercising in a way that is hygienic and maintains the extreme social distancing. Mm-hmm. If you can do that in your gym, great. If you can't do that in your gym, you shouldn't go to that gym at this point in time. I think that's the guidance we're giving. Because remember that, you know, the virus is spread through respiratory droplets, not through sweat, not through chlorinated pool water. And, you know, some of us have the luxury of saying, I've got space and I've got, you know, a nice environment at home in which to work out for. I've got streets that I feel safe to run in. Not everyone has that. So for some people, strange enough, the gym may be their oasis or their place of safety in which to still get healthy.
Yeah. Okay. Let's leave that one because I think that's slightly as you and I would have said in our previous lives, beyond scope. Dinesh, I really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. The accurate position of your Vitality program is key because people have been speculative. I think it is clearer now. Thank you for making time for this show.
All the best to you and your listeners.
Thanks, Dinesh. That's Dinesh Govender, the CEO of Discovery Vitality.